Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were taught that when we, as Christians, yield to false doctrine, we put ourselves in a position to lose battles with Satan. Listen as we continue the study today. Verses 7 through 9, I'll just read them together to begin with here, because again, it's dealing with people that use liberty to justify the acts of the flesh. And they're the leaven that divide. Verse 7 says, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Well, that's very clear. See, we begin to see the work of leaven and its disastrous effect. He states, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? We really see that that statement is a military type of language that's employed. And he's using it to help the local church here in Galatia to see that they are in a warfare. As Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So this is actually a warfare. But they are in a position, through listening to these deceivers, to these Judaizers, of being in a position of losing a battle. Now, we'll win the war when we're taken to heaven, but being saved so as by fire, but being on the winning side, it's good to be on the winning side, but it doesn't feel too good to know that I didn't contribute, that I actually hurt the effort. Now, in verse 1, we were implored to stand fast in the liberty wherewith we have been called. Now, the Judaizers, who are the opposing army, are trying to take them back to the law of circumcision. Yet, their teaching is contrary to what God gave in the Old Testament. Yeah, they had actually read the scriptures. Now, instead of giving facts, today we are given a great deal of propaganda, whether it's from Washington, D.C. or the news media. But the worst propaganda and deceit may be coming from Christians and churches concerning their allegiance to the Lord and the old path. This world feeds us propaganda. And we are not given pure truth. The one thing needed today is truth, not watered down with sugar water and the philosophy of men. Religious propaganda is aimed at your emotion and feeling, but not at your heart and the truth that your heart needs. And as a result, it leads to a pseudo security and a pseudo intellectual belief, because the foundations are destroyed. Too many preachers and churches say, it won't work anymore. Well, let me make a statement. It has never been about an it. Rather, the Holy Lord Jesus Christ and His truth, as it is to men as they are, spoken in the power and might of the Holy Spirit, has been the way that Christ ordained back then, today, and forevermore. See, we must pray for His power continually. Continually. With a no-quit attitude. The idea of finish the course. And my friend, that's what we need to do as Christians. We need to finish the course. Now, the Holy Spirit wants us to see here in our text that Christian liberty is not, again, let me make that clear, Christian liberty is not a license to live after the flesh. Rather, it is to glorify God. There are two passages I'd like to share on this. First of all, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. We see life now is by faith, doctrine, instruction, guiding of the Spirit in accordance with the Scripture. Not reformed for the day in which we live, but rather the Scripture used to conform us to Christ. We also see Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, as new creations in Christ, we are created for His pleasure, not fulfillment of our lust. Now, the word hinder here in verse 7 is very interesting in this light. It's from the Greek word huneka, and was a military term used in that day. It looks at the local church as an army, onward Christian soldiers. And a lot of that just reveals right here. The Judaizers, as an outside army, were trying to trip up the local church with this false doctrine. The local church is to be on offense according to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 that the church, the local church, that He was ordaining, that He was creating, that He was starting. He said the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. By the way, the Bible, people always talk about this invisible church. And it makes me wonder, do you have invisible deacons, invisible Sunday school teachers, and invisible pastors? You see, the Bible, nearly every time, if not every time, when it's using the word church, it means a called out assembly, is speaking of local churches. So what does he mean when he says this army is hindered? Well, I really think that something that hinders an army needs to be considered. Now, the word hindered is defined as to beat back, to hinder, to check, to retard, to drive back. In military terms, it referred to an army that is making an advance when suddenly it stopped and driven back by an enemy. Now, I know there are those that will tell you, well, you know, this word, hunekop, for hinder, was also used as an athletic term, and I know it was. But the context here calls for a military type of a thing. And so, we like to stay true to the context of the passage, and that's the way he's presenting it to us at this point. And I say that because it is wise to identify the enemy. Identify how they stop you or try to stop you. Now again, you could say things about sports team is you want to see how their offense is attacking your defense and how their defense is playing against your offense. And you want to know what you can do to stop them. But really, an athletic event doesn't really deal with a life and death situation. But when we're talking about army, we're talking about a warfare, and we're talking about souls and the difference between heaven and hell, the difference between being saved so as by fire, you might even say a prisoner of war, who accomplishes nothing. And so you want to know what stops a local church from advancing and begin to follow the enemy arm of the flesh's instruction. Because so often that's exactly what happens. And we go away from the truth. We go away from the holiness, which is a distinctive, pure belief, person, character of God. And we go away from it to compromise with the world. What a shame that is. We read just a little bit earlier, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Obedience is the only possible evidence of a heart belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me say that again. Obedience is the only possible evidence of a heart belief, because God says it. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
5 feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.